This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006!
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team! What a ride! The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fans podcast, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Don't forget them both pre and post game. It is your party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Win or lose, go have a great time at Patios. And as always, brought to you by our good friends at InnovativeCompanies.com. Our man, Randy Green, can take care of you, whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial. He's got the construction team, heating and cooling team, the electric team fired up and ready to go. Guys, I've told you once, I'll tell you again, give him a call, check him out online, give him a shout, get Randy out there, let him look at what the project is. When you get him involved early, you're going to learn something. You're going to find out, you know, just where you're at, and being able to trust somebody, being able to feel confident that they're on your side, that they're going to help you get it done right, get it done on time, get it done in budget. All that stuff's important, guys. And I'm telling you, Randy Green's the name you can know and trust. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, some of these shows continue to be, victory shows, which is nice. I mean, we're not, you know, I don't know who said it one time, but, you know, you're not going to win them all. But, you know, we started off the season and it was, you know, kind of up and down. And I had said then that I felt good, that I didn't think we had played great, but yet we were still right around 500. And I thought things could be worse, right? Well, you know, and again, I'm not trying to say, you know, I knew anything, but here we are playing better baseball and we find ourselves sitting atop the Central Division and percentage-wise, the number one team in the National League. So, hello to our St. Louis Cardinals at 18-10. It's a great feeling to be playing good baseball. You know, they're sitting right there, one game back of the best record in the entire league. So, guys, hard to complain right now. I know they're not perfect. I know things are a little goofy sometimes, but the reality of it is this is a pretty good bunch, and they're exciting to watch. It's been a lot of fun to watch, and I got to tell you, and something we're going to talk about today, and I know it'll warm the heart of my co-host as I bring him in here, but we're definitely going to – it seems like we're talking about him all the time now, and folks, we are. We're going to talk more about Marcell Ozuna today, that's for sure. So let's welcome in on the M4by.com. M4byYachty.com hotline, the one, the only, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, man? I'm happy happy that we have to discuss this, you know? We have to discuss how good they are, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, you know, let's talk about the team first. Boy, isn't it nice to see where they sit in the standings? Now, it's early. Like, there's a lot of baseball to be played, right? Like, you look at how well we've played and, you know, but in the past, what have we said, right? Like, we've always said, boy, those games in April and May, they count just as much as the games in September, in August and September, right? Well, man, we are doing it right now. And I got to tell you, the impressive thing for me right now, and I don't know about you, but I am impressed, is the run differential. I mean, we're a plus 31 run differential. Things are, you know, this team's swinging the bat well. Things are going well. And, you know, they've got a couple of guys that, you know, they've got some guys that are doing really, really well. But, man, Marcell Ozuna continues his, and I'm going to say his assault on the league, because 28 RBIs and 10 home runs is serious business.
I don't want to say I told you guys so.
That's okay. Go ahead and say it. It's okay. You can say it.
No. It sounds really bad. No, I think it's a matter of knowing who you got. You got a productive guy. You got a guy who can produce. He was having trouble last year with the shoulder, obviously affected his season, and you all saw what he could do on a bad shoulder. Imagine if he's healthy like this year. He feels good. He feels healthy. He's strong. His right shoulder is helping him hit, and you guys are seeing the results. That's very simple. I never, ever worry about Marcell Ozuna, and I told you a million times, and I told the fans, I said I never worry about Marcell because I know what we were going to get. You know, we knew what we were going to get. It was a matter of time of him feeling healthy and being able to swing the bat again. And wow, he's doing it, man. I love that kid. I really did. I do. I think I told you before, Jimbo. But holy Moses, man, I love that guy. I love the way he goes at the game. I love the way he approached the game. He is a very, very happy guy. He is contagious. Remember this. Offense is contagious. And talking to these kids in the clubhouse, and I mean, those three kids at least, if not many more, but at least Ozuna, Martinez, and Molina, Yadi, those guys are having so much fun, Jimbo. That is amazing. To see them play together, man, because they're having so much fun out there. They're doing great, and they're gonna keep doing it, man. You watch, and then now the bullpen is getting settled. You know, they know their role. They know what they gotta do, and all that stuff. So we're all coming together. And let me tell you this: something you said before about the record, and I know it's early and all that. I'd rather be saying this, I know it's early, than saying the other way, 10 and 18, and saying, wow, I think it's early. We'll catch them up. I'd rather be saying it, 18 and 10, it's early.
Yeah, for sure. And if you look at it, we can look back as early as a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and look at some of the averages and where they were at and how things were going. And you know, for most of us, I'm sure I would say most of us knew that a couple of these guys weren't going to be where they were then at the end of the year. You know, that being said, boy, it always feels better to be able to look up and see what you would consider a respectable average, a good OBP, everything like this. A couple guys that have you know, really, really performed to unbelievable expectations. The one guy that's been doing it since day one is Paul DeJong. And you've talked about it on here before. You've liked Paul DeJong. You weren't, just like most people, weren't sure he could hit in the three hole. But the reality of it is he has answered every question.
Of course. And my reason to say not the third hitter was to give him more confidence in the low-level at bat.
Right.
That was the reason that I had. Not because he wasn't able to do it. It was more because I want him to be hitting comfortable. Right. I mean, I think that third hole is a lot of pressure. There's a lot of RBIs in a very tough situation. And he has been able to handle it. Holy crap. And I hope he continues to do that, Jimbo. I don't mind when we say something and they make us look bad or whatever, because it's like Fowler. We weren't dogging on Fowler, but if he wasn't hitting and doing his thing that he's supposed to do, why not try somebody else, right?
Right.
So, but we weren't dogging on the guy. We weren't saying that he was bad, that he was horrible, he was nothing like that. It was just that if he wasn't doing the job, and we wish he was doing the job that he's doing now, and look at the difference the team, it can make on a team, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of that on this team. I mean, you know, I've said it, I'll say it again. Dexter Fowler wasn't my choice to be our everyday outfielder. And it wasn't the difference was it wasn't based on a month.
It was because of himself.
Right.
It was because of himself. He wasn't producing.
It, yeah, and it wasn't based on a month. I mean, it was based on a long stretch. So, You know, listen, I don't care. I'm a baseball fan. I love the Cardinals, right? Like, I live and die St. Louis Cardinals. My favorite thing about baseball, and really any sport, because I like all sports, are guys that, you know, people doubt them, and then they say, okay, hang on a minute here. I'm not, you know, I might not be going in the Hall of Fame, but I'm not as bad as you think I am. And then they come in and they show you their ability and what they can do. Those are some of my personal favorite things. I love that. And I'm happy for my opinion, because let's face it, that's what it is. It's just an opinion based off what I see. I'm happy for it to be wrong. Happy for it.
And at that time, at the time that you made that comment and we made that comment, he wasn't doing good. That's why we were talking about, like, if he keeps going this way, you know, it's not good for us. But if he turns it around like he did, I mean, is it good for us? Of course it's good for us. Look at the way we're playing. Look at the way the team moves around. I mean, that's what we were saying before, you know?
Yeah, and we can sit here.
He's playing good ball. Let's say it for the fans, right?
Yes.
He's playing good, Jimbo.
All the way around, too.
Great at bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing good all the way around.
Yeah, he's walking. He's getting on base. He's running the bases. He's doing really good. He's actually doing really good. The only guy right now that is really, really worrying me is Matt Carpenter. That's the only guy that I can tell you I get worried. It's because, I don't know, for some reason, I don't see his swing, you know, being as good as he could be. But, man, he's struggling, huh?
Yeah, that's...
He looks like he's struggling.
And I hope
he picks it up.
Well, you've played on teams before. It is a testament to a team to where what you would consider an important cog in the team is struggling, and everybody else kind of picks him up, and that's really what they're doing. I mean, you look at Paul DeJong, you look at Goldschmidt, you look at Yachty, you look at Ozuna, you look at Fowler, and the name that I'm going to throw out here and I want to talk about today besides Marcell Ozuna, we're going to talk a little bit, too, about a crowd favorite, and that name's Jose Martinez. These guys have basically picked up the slack. And, you know, we say this all the time. Now, some of these guys are doing unbelievably well. And if they could do this well for the whole season, you're talking about MVP caliber seasons. Sometimes there's going to be some fluctuation. So hopefully, you know, if a couple of these guys come down a little bit, Matt Carpenter will bring it up. That's what makes a team special. That's what makes a team good. You've been on teams like that before where guys struggle and other guys pick them up, and then maybe later on they pick up the guys that are struggling. So this, to me, seems like a team.
The reason that Matt Carpenter is not being talked about right now is because they're winning.
Right.
That's the only reason why they haven't even mentioned Matt Carpenter's struggles. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, you could say all you want, but he is struggling.
Sure.
And I had a conversation with him. It was pretty interesting. I talked to him about when he was doing good and we were here. He was, you know, we had a little conversation about hitting. Hopefully that helps him get on the, you know, like on a roll or something, because we need him. Not that we need him now. That's not what I'm saying, because right now we're winning without him being productive. But we need him for the future, because hopefully these guys can keep up having a good offensive season. But if they don't, we need Mark Carpenter, right?
For sure. I think your point of the whole thing for me is team. And I think this is a team that is ready to play and play together, play for each other. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And I want to talk about the one guy, a guy that I think is a big part of this. And I don't want to say he gets overlooked, but I do want to talk about his importance to that team. And we're going to talk about it when we come back. That name is Jose Martinez. Before we do, though, we want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Multiple things you can do there. First and foremost, we're going to ask that you subscribe to the show. You'll get a notification on your mobile device each time a new show comes out. So that's the first thing. Second thing, you can now check out our Two Birds bloggers by clicking on the Two Birds bloggers banner. We have some great people doing some great writing for the show. We're really excited about that as we get knee-deep into the season here, getting their takes both on the show, getting their takes on the Cardinals, maybe some personal stories, things like that. Just really an engaging way for you guys to learn more about us, learn about them, and their love for Cardinal baseball just like yours. Find us on Twitter, at Birds on a Bat Show. If you're a Cardinal fan and you follow us, we're going to follow you back. As always, hit us up on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like our page. We're going to ask that you click invite your friends and do so. Then when you see our pinned post, that'll typically be the show, the newest show. We're going to ask that you like it, throw a quick comment on it, and share it. That's how we really reach more people and bring them into our community, and that's ultimately what we're trying to do. Find us on Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Please follow us there. And you can find us at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. Download it for free on your mobile device today. You will not be sorry that you did so. As always, our partners are what really keep the show afloat and going. We want to ask that you check them all out. Let's start with, because I'm hungry, I'm going to start with Adam's Smokehouse, and I can't quit thinking about the barbecue. Folks, located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. They do big box lunches for orders, like for the office or for parties or things like that. You can call those in and get those taken care of. If you have an event that needs catering, I would use Adam's Smokehouse all day long and twice on Sunday, and you're going to have some happy, happy participants in whatever it is you're doing. Best barbecue in St. Louis, in my honest opinion, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and tell you there aren't good places because there are. Why lie about it? But the reality of it is I just think Adam's Smokehouse is the best barbecue in St. Louis. Also one of the greatest owners. Mike is a tremendous guy. The customers love him. We love him. He's always good and gracious to us. Lots of people go in there, and one of the first things they say is, you know, not only was the barbecue great, but the staff was tremendous. Friends, I can't ask you enough to go in and check out Adam's Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To our friends at Gators Baseball Academy, home of the four-pillar system, we want to ask you guys to check them out for your young son or daughter that are involved in this wonderful game of baseball and now softball as they get into that as well. You can learn more at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Located in Missouri and moving over here to Illinois to learn more about that, you can contact me directly through our social media sites. But folks, I'm just impressed with the way they do it. They put the right people out there in front of your kids. In the end, it's about building good people as much as it is building good players. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Benji, my man. Some of this, now the Cardinals have been riding it pretty well. The beginning of the season, one of the guys that was noticeably absent from the lineup as they were trying to find their way was Jose Martinez. For whatever reason, injury, whatever, Jose Martinez finds his way into the lineup, and then this team really takes off, and I got to be honest with you, I don't see him coming out of this lineup. So Mike Schilt's going to have a job to do. Maybe that job is playing Dexter against right-handed pitchers and playing Harrison Bader against lefties in center field and sticking with Martinez in right, because it doesn't matter what handed you are, he's hitting you. So Jose Martinez cannot go forgotten in this surge.
I don't think so. I think he has I'm with you. He has to be in the lineup somehow. I think it's a no-brainer. I think it really has to happen. He needs to pencil his name in no matter what. He needs to just say, here's my whatever batter he is. Here's my fifth batter. The lineup is flowing really good right now, Jimbo. So I don't think he needs to be messing around with it. This is just my opinion, of course. But he can't be messing with it. The lineup is going so well. And like I say, those three guys feed up of each other. Really, really good, and you can see it on the game. I don't know if I, when we were watching the game, I told you, but I said, look at these guys, how they take care of each other. Look, they're doing really good. They feed off of each other. They push each other. I'm with you. I don't think Jose Martinez needs to be out of the lineup anytime soon, man. He Shields is gonna have a really tough decision because now Bader making a name for himself too. So I think it's really obvious that he needs to be in the lineup, you know. So we'll see what happens. I think he might give him more games and I don't know. I would just pencil him in the lineup and not worry about it, you know?
Yeah, it's a, you know, I believe Mike Shildt's comment on it was, you know, it's a good problem to have, you know, that managers get paid to make tough decisions. Sure. Yeah, but deep down, it's hard. It's a hard decision because, you know, you wonder, is it the right call today? And really, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, is my team better with somebody here or is my team better with somebody there? You see what I'm saying?
Sure. And players are human. They want to play, you know.
Yeah, they want to play, but they need to be honest with themselves. They need to be realistic with themselves who's playing better and who's doing better in the lineup or how the team is playing really, really, you know, best with and best not with. So that comes to play. We'll see what happens. I think it's going to be Martinez in pencil and right, and I think it's going to be a Bader and foul a battle after in center field. What do you think?
Well, I know I had read something saying that, you know, if you were to look at it, you could do this in a variety of ways. I think
Jimbo, it's 354.
Yep.
That he's hitting.
He's got to play.
Not, it's not 280.
Yeah, he's got to play. I mean, he's got to play.
It's not 280. It's not 300. It's 350 or more that he's hitting for your club. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. I love Bader myself. I love him. I told you before, I love Bader. And I love all those guys when they're doing good. But who gives you the best freaking shot to win every game? And that's it. That's what it comes down to. 350. I hope it goes over over everything, right?
For sure. I think there's more to it than that too. I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't take this the wrong way. Jose Martinez has never been a bad teammate. Like even when he's not playing, he's standing on the steps and he's cheering guys on and he's doing all this. But there's something infectious about him when he's in the lineup, and I think that helps everybody else too. And I don't think we talk about that stuff enough. The confidence in your lineup and your team is a big deal to these guys.
Yes. You know, one of the things that I love about Martinez that nobody talks about, and not only Martinez, the whole Cardinals team, Jimbo. You know what I love about the whole Cardinals team? They don't care who they're facing, Jimbo. You know how important that is in baseball? You know how important that is in the big league? You know how important that is just to play a game, to not care who pitches for the other team, to not care who they're facing? You know how important that is? And this kid, the whole lineup, all of them, because I talk to them in the clubhouse, they all say the same thing. I don't care who's pitching today. I don't care who we're facing. Who are we facing? Oh, Scherzer or... I mean, they're going to have their days, but they don't care. They do not care who they are facing. What does that tell you, man? Look at how their record is. Look at how they're playing, you know, as a team together in the chemistry. I mean, look at it. It's crazy. Jimbo, we won in 2002, and that was a long time ago. But we won because we didn't care who we were facing. We were playing our game. And this is what this Cardinal team is showing me. They do not care who's on the mound. We're going to play our game, and we're going to try to beat them our way. And that's it. If we don't beat them, then we don't beat them. But we're going to play our game. And that's how good these kids are. And it's getting to the point that it's really, really exciting to just can't wait to go to the front of the TV to watch these kids play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's been, like I said, I'm having fun watching them as a fan. You know, I enjoy watching them. You watch a game, like, let me ask you a question, and I'm sure our Cardinal fans would be curious to know. So we're talking about a St. Louis Cardinal team right now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, that is sitting basically, I mean, the Dodgers have one more win. We have a better winning percentage. It really doesn't matter. But the truth is, they're right there, right? Like, as one of the best teams, not only in the National League, one of the best teams in the majors. But then you have a game like not yesterday, the game before, where they basically just get throttled. And, you know, to where they've got to use a position player to pitch. I mean, do you, like, what is your thoughts when you see that? Do you think those games just happen and you throw them in the trash? It just happens? I mean, like, it's going to happen to every team. It really doesn't matter if you're really good or really bad. Those games just happen.
Those games will happen, Jimbo. Those games will happen on the course of a season. And it happened the other day. But you know what I like the most? I like the most is how the heck they bounce back the next couple games and yesterday. Come on, man. Come on. Seriously? You know what I'm saying? That's the real point here, Jimbo. You know?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. That how they bounce back. And I love the way they bounce back. I'm telling you honestly from the heart, dude. I love it how they bounce back because they fight against Cincinnati for two more games. They had great games, and they're fighting with the good Nationals team with the Corbin guy. I don't know if you noticed. He had 5 quality starts, okay, going into that game. 5 quality starts. And these kids will go out there and beat up on this guy. You know what I'm saying?
And the way the game started too, it looked like he was on. You know, like typically when a pitcher like Corbin is getting that pitch of his over for a strike, you know, a lot of times you hope a guy like that is struggling to get that pitch over for a strike, and then you can kind of lay off a little bit. But when they're getting their primary pitches over for strikes, all pitchers are tough, right? So I'm thinking, man, this could be a long night, you know. And then some good at-bats lead to an opportunity. And once again, the guy that just keeps coming through for you comes through. And the next thing you know, it just kind of snowballed on Corbin. And, you know, you're talking about a team that, you know, a lot of times, and I'm not trying to say this is a sign of a good or a bad team, but you know, you get the game tied up, and then maybe you don't get the hitter. But, man, they were relentless. They just coming up and stick, 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 and just add to the lead, and pile it on a little bit. And for me, that's the sign of a good team. See, that's what I like to see.
Of a really good team, Jimbo. Not just anybody. We had this conversation before. Not just anybody keeps having these games against the good pitchers, man. It's not like we face one good pitcher out of the whole month. We've been facing over and over great pitching, and these guys have been able to come back and have good games against them, man. This is not a fluke. This is not just one lucky series. These guys have been doing it for a while now, and I hope and I pray that they keep doing it all year because it'll be a fun season, man. It will really be a fun season, and I cannot wait. I mean, right now, I cannot wait for the game to start. I want to see some action because they're playing so well. You know what I'm saying? So I love the team, that the way they're being shaped up, you know, the way they're being put up out there, the way they're handling the bullpen right now. I like when he brought Gallegos. You know, you have Leone for that inning, but Leone's been struggling. So let's bring Gallegos and see what happened. And boom, he gave you two scoreless innings. I mean, come on, man. You can't ask for anything else from these kids. These kids are playing well, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, man, Gallegos has been pretty good.
He's always been good. He's always been good to a point, right? Because he's been up and down, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, he's obviously the odd man out in the bullpen if Gregerson does get activated today, unless – unless they want to put Leone on the DL and see if he can figure out what's going on with him, because he's been ineffective lately. He was pretty good early, and now he's been ineffective. I don't know what the answer is there, but it does seem like, man, I don't know how you don't keep Gallegos. I mean, I know it's a little easier from this side when guys don't have options, but I don't know. It's crazy. Just nuts.
I know, and he's pitching well. I mean, the only guy out in the bullpen that's struggling right now is actually two. Actually, Tyler Webb is struggling, and then you have Leon is struggling. But one those two guys, you know, if those two guys get going, I think we'll have a set bullpen and everything will be fine, man. Even though they're struggling, think about it. They're playing good ball. They're doing really good, you know.
Yeah, I'm as excited like the Blues obviously are going on right now. I mean, obviously I love the Blues. I love the Cardinals. I'm as excited to turn the TV on right now for St. Louis sports as I've been in a long time. I mean, said, it's great to watch, and the way the team is interacting with one another has been a lot of fun too. And it seems like they've got an interesting group that is both interacting with one another. There's probably different personalities, all that kind of stuff that goes with it, in my opinion, is what is kind of making this team go. So, I would say sky's the limit for these guys, because they're still, you still see a few things going on that you're like, man, that could be better. But then there are great stories. We talked about Marcell Ozuna. We've talked about Jose Martinez, the resurgence of Dexter Fowler. There's Paul DeJong and doing all this kind of stuff. I don't know how we don't not talk about, he hasn't, not every start has been perfect, but gosh darn it, Adam Wainwright's been pretty good, and there's a lot of people ready to write him off.
I know, and right now you give him a shot just because he wasn't healthy. Like I said with Ozuna last year, Ozuna had a great year. Don't get me wrong, last year he had a really good year. But he couldn't have a better year because now he's healthy. It's the same way. It's the same with Adam Wainwright. He's been having trouble with the elbow. He's been having trouble with anything that he has been trouble, right? So now he's feel healthy. He feels strong. He's having a good time out there. And we'll see today. You know, he's going back up to the mound today. And I mean, these kids, they feed off of each other, man. I'm telling you, Jimbo, it's really fun to watch. And I hang out with them in the clubhouse, and I hang out with them in the media room when they're watching, when the media cannot go in, and they're watching just baseball, man. They're watching 4, 5 TVs, 6 TVs on games. You know what I'm saying? When you see Marcell Ozuna scoring from first base on a hit, then you see Yadi going crazy at home plate, and then you see Goldsman, the first steps of the dugout, going crazy for his teammates when he's so quiet and so and then you see Cafe Martinez, Jose scoring from second, and then clapping into Yadi for first base. I mean, come on, man! I get goosebumps just talking about it.
It's awesome. I'm happy for all these guys. And we brought up Matt Carpenter and the fact that he's struggling. I don't doubt Matt Carpenter. I think he'll figure it out. I think he's proven in the past that when he does struggle, he'll figure it out and get through it. And let's hope he can get through this, because can you imagine if he was firing on all cylinders too, what would be going on right now?
That would be crazy. That would be crazy. You imagine Matt Carpenter having a good year right now? Come on, man. The offense is clicking without him. Imagine when this kid gets hot. Imagine when Matt Carpenter starts getting really hot and all of a sudden you will see what the Cardinals are about, Holy crap, man. That would be so fun to watch. So, well, for people that are saying it's still early, I know it's April, I'd rather you say it's still April and we're 18 and 10. I'd rather you say that than the other way around.
For sure. I mean, how many times do we talk about how important those games are early? And listen, you would rather get – I don't care if you're a hitter, a pitcher, a team, or whatever you are. You would rather start well than start poorly. Who wouldn't?
Heck, yeah. Heck, yeah. Ask all the other guys and see what they say. Ask all the other teams and see if they'd rather have an 18-10 record than a 12-17 or 13-16 or something like that. They'll tell you. They'll tell you, man. Well, I'd rather see my team, our team, where we are than the other way around. And they're playing good ball. I'll take it. I don't care if it's April. I can care less if it's just April. They need to be winning these games anyway. I don't care. They need to be winning if they want to win the Central Division. they need to be winning this game in April.
Yeah, I've got nothing but positive thoughts right now with this team. It is amazing, though, how when you're doing well and winning will allow you as a fan, and this goes for everybody, I think. Not some people. Some people can't be happy, right? Like, we know who they are. You know who they are. You know if you're one of them and you're listening to this show, can't be happy, right? You just can't. It doesn't matter. All this great stuff that's going on, you just can't help yourself. You gotta complain about something, okay?
If you're a fan of the Cardinals, and you are having an 18-10 season, and you find something wrong in this Cardinals team right now, you are not a fan. And I'm saying it with all seriousness. You are not a fan of the Cardinals or whatever team you choose to do something like this, because there's nothing wrong with them. They're playing great ball, 18-10 record in April, okay? So if you are one of those that has something to say about it, that something wrong is here, you are not a fan. That's just serious. That's just how it is. Because there's nothing wrong with this team right now. They're clicking. They're playing as a family. They're playing as a team. They're good chemistry. They're winning games, which is what the most important part it is of baseball, is winning. And you find something bad about them, you're just not a fan. That's it.
Yeah, because I think the message in that is this: baseball's like, if you're intelligent enough to know anything, if you love baseball, then what you got to know is it doesn't always go well. The game is so damn hard. It very like you get blessed to see guys that seem to never struggle, like an Albert Pujols, and we forget that he was human and he struggled for a week or two at a time. That everybody struggles, right? Some guys might have bigger stretches, but gosh darn it, if that's your biggest complaint right now, then I'm with you. I mean, come on. If you can't be happy right now, then I don't know that you can be happy.
I don't think they're a fan. I'm being honest with you. Being a fan and you're not happy with something right now, with this team, where there's nothing to be, I can't find anything wrong with this team right now. And I've played it before, and I did it, you know. So, seriously, I cannot tell you enough that there's nothing wrong with these kids right now. Right now, obviously, they might go through a lot of trouble later or not. Hopefully not. But, shoot, Jimbo, come on, man. If you have something to say bad about these kids right now, you're not a fan. Take that jersey off, and it's like saying something bad about the Blues. Seriously. They make to the playoff. They go on the road, and they beat a tough team on a tough crowd and all that stuff. And you go and start criticizing the Blues. That you're not a fan. That's just plain simple.
Well, I got to tell you, things are good right now. As I mentioned, it's awful nice to turn the TV on every night right now and watch something because, you know, as a St. Louis sports fan, if over the last few years you felt things weren't going your way and, you know, here we go again, trouble, struggles, things like that. Well, that's the point, folks. Just enjoy it right now because, listen, they're going to struggle. They're going to go through a little rough patch and we'll start picking it apart again. But right now, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. It's good. I like this team. I like it. I like our chances.
The great thing is, even if we go through struggle, we have the faith that they're going to come out of it. You know what I'm saying? The way we're seeing right now in this April, that tells you that even if they go through a little bit of a rough patch, they can come out of it because we've seen it. So this gives you hope for later. It gives me hope for later.
Yeah, I've come to grips with the fact that this might be a team that's more than worthy of some of the doubters' support. I understand. Yeah,
Central Division winning team.
I think so too. I do, and that's what we've asked for, right? Like, as a fan, the one thing we've always said is why do we have to just be good enough to try to win a wild card? screw that. We need to win the division. A wild card doesn't guarantee it. Let's win the division. So, and I would say that I agree with that. I agree with that thought process. Let's win the division. That's what I want to do. So I think this team is more than capable of that. I think this team is capable of making some noise. Now, it's early, and it's not going to be perfect the whole year long, but I like where we're going. So how long are you out of town for? When are you coming back?
I'm going back the 8th of May.
Oh, so you got a nice little week at home with the fam. It should be exciting.
Yep, a week at home, and then we got go back at it again the 8th of May.
Well,
we're doing four games that weekend, too.
Yeah, you become a permanent fixture here in town. A lot of people were excited to hear that the Cardinals continue to add games. Fans see you around the ballpark. They see you out in the in the city, whether it be, you know, at some of our places that sponsor us, or you're out there, you know, working with Cardinal sponsors or Cardinal fans at events for the Cardinals, Blues games. I know fans love it when you and Yachty and the crew are at the Blues games. Man, I'll tell you what, I had a great time.
Dude, I was glued into my freaking TV yesterday watching the ending of that game.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine you and Polo probably texting back and forth during the Blues game, because you guys have become two of the biggest fans in town. It's awesome. I love to see it.
Oh, man, I love it. You know, and it's the same with the Blues. They're playing really together. They have a great chemistry together. They know what it takes to win. They know what it takes to go out on the road and try to – hey, when you go out on the road, Jimbo, and you win these games like that, I mean, you know how much character, how much it builds up on your players, man? I mean, it's crazy just to see how these guys go into Winnipeg and win two games out there, and then he goes to Dallas and beat them over there in Dallas to take a 2-1 lead. And this is character building there, man. That is super awesome, man.
Is, I wanted to ask you about that. Is baseball the same way? Like, there's so many baseball games. Do players, is there a different sense or a different feel when you win in somebody else's stadium?
Oh, my gosh. It's just like the game yesterday. Think about it. The game yesterday, Patrick Corbin comes in with the 5 quality starts. And all of a sudden, you beat him on their own turf. And you beat him good. And you're like, holy crap. But they don't think, they're not thinking about that way. I'm just telling you.
Right.
That as a player, it builds up, man. It really does. It builds you up, man. It just gives you that extra boost that sometimes is needed, you know?
Yeah, No doubt. I honestly, I've always wondered, you know, like we as fans, we want our team to be good at home. Why? Because, you know, that's where we watch games, right? I mean, it makes sense. Nobody wants to pay to go to a game. And, you know, a lot of people get to go to one game a year. Well, gosh darn it, you want to see certain guys play. There are certain guys you want to see play. There are certain guys. And most of all, what you really want to see is a win, right? So as you look at that and you say, you know what, I got to see a lot of things, but I know they can't win them all. You know, ultimately, though, what you do want to see is a good game, right? So winning on the road for a team, when you go in there and do that, you know how deflating that can be, because I think the players understand that.
Yeah, we all do at all times. And when you, and not only when you win one game, give you that, but when you're winning 9 out of 10, 9 out of 11, I mean, that tells you, Jimbo, I mean, it's crazy the way they're going at it. I'm telling you, it's crazy the way they're playing the ball right now. And I hope it lasts the whole year, because it'll be a lot of fun to watch these kids play this way all year, man. I can't wait to see what they can do for a whole year, you know?
Well, it's going to be an exciting season. I think if anything, what we've learned from these Cardinals is that, you know, they're here to play, and certain guys that, you know,
they're showing up to win every game. How's that?
Yes, and that's all you've ever asked from them. That's all you've ever asked. Win today, right? Yeah. Isn't that your thing? Just win today.
Win today, and it'll make a difference. And every time I have an opportunity to talk to these kids in the clubhouse or outside in BP or whatever, that's the thing I'm trying to put in their heads, you know? It's like, hey, guys, if you can win today, we'll be fine, man. Let's fight for today. Tomorrow, we'll worry about Baumgartner. The next day, we'll worry about Hull, things like that. But today, we worry about whoever's pitching out there. And they're doing a good job at it, man. They're doing really good. And plus, they don't care who they face, Jimbo. So that tells you how great they're going. When you have a team that can't care less who's pitching, be careful, man. Be aware of those guys because they don't care, and they'll go right after you.
Well, I'm excited. Like I said, we're moving right along here. You know, we've talked about, as far as we're concerned, I mean, we've talked about looking at where we're at the end of May, as we head into May. You know, things have gone really well in April. I will say that. And if you would have judged this team after, you know, 10 games, you know, then you'd be sitting here talking about this, that, or the other thing. That's why you got to give them a little time and see where it goes. But 28 games into the season, I'm pretty impressed. 8-2 over their last 10. You know, that'd be a tough pace to maintain, but a .643 winning percentage is awfully good. So let's just see how things work out. I'd like to see them continue just to keep playing with the resiliency. I like the lineup right now. I do know that Mike Schilt obviously has a tough job to do, but in the end, he's going to have to make those tough decisions, and hopefully it just keeps working for the Cardinals. Benji, I want to thank you for joining us today. I know I'll chat with you later on in the week, and I know our fans are looking forward to seeing you back in town next week, my friend.
Yes, I'm very excited. Thank you, Jimbo. Let's do this, and I'm really excited for this team. I really am. I think they're going to be great, man. I think they're going to keep winning because they don't care. They go at it every single day with the same intensity as yesterday without thinking about tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So these kids are playing good ball, man, and we should be excited as a fan. We should be grateful for 18-10, and let's keep moving, man. Let's keep going.
Absolutely. Loving it. Want to thank everybody for joining us. Don't forget to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Check out our Two Birds blog.
Congratulations to Steve-O for Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah, how about that? I'm glad you remembered that. I was hoping he will join in us and join us later in the week. We can talk about it. But what a great thing for him. I mean, he's a
Steve-O's a great guy, man. Steve-O, I love Steve-O since I met him. And his family are great and awesome. I'm really excited. I know you're really happy for him, and I am too, for being in the Hall of Fame. And it's just crazy, man. It's just cool, and I'm excited for him.
Yeah, he's been a good friend. Love his family. I loved the support they gave him this weekend. You could tell how proud he was and how proud they were of him. And you know, he's a great guy. A lot of people that meet him will tell you how much fun he is to be around and all the good stuff that goes with it. But he's a character for sure, and that's why we love him. And he's a great dude. And again, congratulations to him. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
Yeah, no.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Great stuff. So, yeah, twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. Click on our Two Birds bloggers and read some of that great content. Find us on social media. Happy to have you guys follow us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. If you're a Cardinal fan, we'll follow you back. Go to Facebook, type in Two Birds on a Bat, like our page, click invite your friends, find our pinned post with the latest show. Make sure you've commented on it, liked it, and shared it. You guys can be eligible then for some of these great prizes that we give away, these autograph balls and things like that, but also help us reach more Cardinal fans, which is ultimately what we're trying to do. Hit us up on Instagram as well. That's Two Birds on a Bat Show. And of course, as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of the newest streaming platform, Yo Radio. Download it today. I know you'll enjoy it. To all of our partners, Randy Green, innovativecompanies.com. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. A man of 35 years experience, a second-generation craftsman, an honest man is what you can really count on. That's Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. To our friends at Gators Baseball Academy, make sure you check it out. Summer's here, but next year's not that far off, and people are already making plans. Check them out, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. If you're hungry, get over there today. I just saw they had pulled rib sandwiches over at Adam's Smokehouse. It's always something new. It's always something great. That's Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road. Open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Don't forget to get your box order lunches planned if you want to take it into the office or to a party or something like that. If you have a catering event, they can take care of that for you as well. But just get in there and check out the atmosphere. Say hi to Mike and all the gang over there. St. Louis, here's your cue. Can't say enough about our studio sponsor, Patio's, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Whether it's pregame or postgame, Patio's is the place you can go and have a great time. Believe me, I know I spent quite a bit of time there last week. So make sure you get over there, say hi to all the gang at Patio's. We enjoy that place. And look for our dates to come out soon when you'll be able to come in and meet our friend and yours, Benji Molina of Two Birds on a Bat. Ask some questions, listen to some conversation, get your picture taken, autograph, whatever you want. That's Patio's. Our studio sponsor for all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat. Let's go, Birds!
Let's go, Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.